Today's daf in Masechet Nedarim, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Zayin. Remember that we've been discussing the Inyan of Yadayim, which was in our Mishnah Chasurim Mechasra, which was a Machlokas, if it started with Chasurim Mechasra, in the middle was Chasurim Mechasra. The way that we came out in the Mishnah was that Aliba de Shmuel, the Mishnah is illustrating the dinim of yadayim in detail. So it's telling us the difference between yadayim mochichot and yadayim she'inan mochichot. And that's why you need to have the ending, even if you said mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha. And then we got involved, as we saw yesterday, in all types of extensions of the idea of yad, first into areas where it wasn't quite the same as yad. It had to do with the issue of the clarity of language, which would include even contextual issues. That was regabe, let's say, kiddushin and gerushin, things where there was no havamina, that there would be a relationship to the dinim that are mefurish in the Torah about yadayim. So over there, we compared the sugya to yadayim, is the way that most of the rishonim understood. Then we had raised yesterday a new sugya, which is there are some unusual places where the Torah does make a reference to another sugya together with Nedarim, in which case it looks like it might be a hekesh, an ein hekesh lemechza. But the issue is that it was brought up sort of really as a throwaway line. In other words, the Torah had said one word in the middle of a whole sugya, and that word was a remez. So we found a remez to pe'ah, and we found a remez to tzedakah, so whether it's mi'imach or bepicha, and that was the question. Do we say ein hekesh lemechza, even when something is only a throwaway line, so to speak? I mean, chas v'chalila to use the word throwaway, but the idea is it's not mefurish, it was a remez bi'alma, or in such cases, we don't say ein hekesh lemechza, and the main point of the pasuk over there was the gabi bal ta'acher, and not Lagabi Yadai. So that was the last sugya that we had learned, which was the question about Lekachichu Peya on the one hand, and Tzedakah on the other hand. And those were two places. And today, we want to look at another din, and that was Hefker. So we're right one line up from the middle of Dav Zayin Omid Aleph. And this is an extension of Rav Papa's series of questions of Yesh Yad Lehefker, or Dilma Ein Yad Lehefker. So what about Hefker? Now, in a sense, remember, that idea of Hefker, I mean, like Shemitah and Shvius, right? It's like Mufker to the world. But like the whole point over there is sort of the Achlu Evyonei Amecha, right? So Hefker is essentially tzedakah in a way, right? Because, I mean, when you're mafkir something, Akiva, you're holding that was something that was Gavi's, asked to be shared with the daf. I found like a little birdie had dropped something off in the mailbox. So we're gonna be sharing our boost today, courtesy of some very special donations, which was a beautiful surprise. Oops, that was the wrong bottle. Here we go. Okay. So in a sense, Hefker is like tzedakah, isn't it? Because you're giving it away. So maybe not, because we didn't know what the din was for tzedakah. Well, since I understand, I mean, isn't that the same as tzedakah? You just raised the question of whether yesh yad le tzedakah or not. So that's the same idea. Yesh yad le hefker, which is similar to tzedakah or not. Actually, says the Gemara, this was an imtim tzoloma. So in other words, let's say that we have a conclusive solution to Rav Papa's question. And you would say that imtim tzoloma yesh yad letzedakah. Why? Because ein hekesh lemechza. So then I would want to know, is hefker literally like tzedakah? Hefker mi aminan hayne tzedakah, o dilma shayne tzedakah, tzedakah lo chazya elo la'aniyim. Since tzedakah is miyuchad totally for the poor, And if you're mafkir something, I mean, somebody that's rich can also come and grab it, even if your intent was to leave it for the poor, because you can't make something hefker only for the poor. So because of that, we want to know whether the din on yad, if it applies to tzedakah, would also apply to hefker. Now, this raises another question, because the Rambam has a general klal in Psak Halacha, which is that when a Gemara says, im timtza lomar, it's hinting to you that that is what you should say. So in other words, if you say im timtza lomar, that's how you're meant to paskin. Accordingly, the Rashba indeed paskins that in this case, im timtza lomar, yesh yad v'tzedakah, that there would be a yad v'tzedakah, apparently, says the Ran, based on this klal in the Rambam. Lamaisa halakha lamaisa, the Ran goes through here all of the various issues that we've raised, and he's machalic between two things, between sveikas d'oraisa, such as gittin and kiddushin, where we're dealing with the d'oraisa, and sveikas that are d'rabbanan, on the other hand, as we'll see in a moment, we're about to add a fascinating d'rabbanan, and he's also machalic between a sveika d'mamayna and a sveika d'isura. So according to the Rashba, these cases of tzedakah or leket shekopeya, they are sveika d'isura. And the Ran brings a number of very powerful rayas that they are called sveika d'mamona. And since you're coming to be motzi mamon from someone, then you cannot paskin that it would be lechumra. You first have to paskin the chiyuv of the mamon because a motzi mechavero, so to speak, all of a raya. Okay, in any event, let's continue. So just to know that there's big machlokas in how we end up paskining in these cases, halacha lamaisa, where it would be nogea, leket shekopeya, hefker, and tzedakah. So now another question, and this is not Rav Papa anymore, but Ravina has a question. Now this is sort of a tongue-in-cheek kind of question because it's a Barnea pun, and that is, yesh yad lebeit hakisei o lo. So does your toilet have a handle on it or not? That's not really the question. The question is, remember that the word yad means a toilet in the Torah. The yad tielech al hazenecha, basically. They're saying, yesh yad lebeit hakisei. What we're asking is, if you define a place as a beit hakisei, but it's never been used as one, all right, so you put up a sign, this is hereby defined as a bathroom. All right, so nobody ever used the bathroom. Is it a bathroom? And you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah in there, or is it not a bathroom? Okay, so if you said Beferish, apparently Ravina is taking for granted that, yes, it is a bathroom, which the Gemara is going to ask in a moment, because that itself is a big question. Now, that is called, Gavi, Hazmana Milta. Hazmana Milta means that just setting something aside gives it the din as if it were that thing. So if you say, this shall be a bathroom, then that makes it a bathroom. Now that is definitely, as the Rishonim explain, only a chumra d'rabbanan. Because when the Torah says, v'haya machanecha kadesh, it's not in terms of hazmana. It's the rabbanan who are makbid to call even hazmana a din of Kodesh, and if it's miyuad for something that is not Kodesh, it's not going to be included in Vahoya Machanecha Kodesh. But in any event, that means that it appears Ravina is taking for granted that there is Hazmana, which we'll talk about in a moment. Now, of course, we know the Gemara is going to go through the standard question of, okay, what do you mean exactly by calling it a Yad? Hechidami. So, Ilema Hadein Beit Alahavi Beit Akise, he says, okay, this room is a bathroom, and this one is also, but you didn't say, and this one is also a bathroom. So you didn't use the holy language of a bathroom, right? So that's the question. Is the yad good enough or not? No. If he said Beit HaKisei Nami, then that is, of course, a complete bathroom. You're saying, Ahu Beit HaKisei Nami Hame. That's for sure. Same thing that we've said until now through all the cases of Repopa. Elokagon Diomar. You didn't say v'hadein nami, we already know the answer, right? And you said, now v'hadein, okay, so you didn't say nami. So now the question is, does that mean, even though you didn't say nami, what's the hadein? Hadein nami beit hakisei, which is highly likely this is the bathroom number one and this one, and you didn't say anything after that. So maybe he meant, oh, Dilma, and this one, well, wait a minute, it would actually make a good storage cabinet. I don't know, maybe that's what he's thinking, you know, that it's certainly not clear. So again, remember that we've been comparing clarity in issues that there's not a real meaning to the concept of a true yad, because it's not considered to be anything in the Torah that would indicate that there's a new din of language called yad. So over here, we're talking about, do you consider that to be clarity of language or not? That's all. And therefore, we want to know, is this indeed a bathroom or is it a storage cabinet? And wait a minute, says the Gemara. How are you taking for granted? And of all people, Ravina? Ravina is taking for granted that hasmana miltahi, namely the yesh zimun lebeit hakiseh, Ravina was Davka, the specific individual back in Maseches Brachos, who asked exactly that issue. Can you define something as a bathroom and it then becomes usher to say Kriyat Shema in the bathroom, even though it was never used as a bathroom? That was his question. His minu lebeit hakiseh mahu. Or suppose you said it should be a beit hamerchatz. Mahu. Now, how could he, therefore, be the one that says, as a Dovra Pashut, of course, Zimun is going to help. He doesn't even know that, right? He asked, Zimun mo'il o ein Zimun mo'il. That's, I don't understand. No, says the Gemara, what's the problem? Come on, Ravina wants to know, assuming that you would make the decision, the halacha, that Zimun actually works. So then I want to know whether yesh yad l'zimun or not. That's all. What's the big deal? So that's called chodem yigol chodem kami b'aylai. Hey, I want to know still, zimun mo'yel or ain't zimun mo'yel? And im dim tzolomar yesh zimun, yesh yad o ain't yad t'boylai. So that remains hanging, even though normally in the Bavli, what does the Gemara say when it says, let it hang? Teiku. Ha. But remember, the Dorim is weird. So this is another one of those examples. Lashon Nedarim Mishuneh. What is this lackadaisical pose over there, Alon? Man, ho, ho, ho. And there we go. I mean, we're looking at the, I mean, this was supposed to be the whole Korea in one screen. Maybe at the beginning of the daf, you should give us one of those, you know, boom. That'll get everybody moving. Excellent.
Time for a drink.
Okay. Menuda. Now the next case. So, Menuda Nilecha, Rabbi Akiva was Mechachech. Well, what is exactly Mechachech? There's a couple I mentioned in the Mishnah. There's a couple of Pirushim. Some say Mechachech means pursing his lips, one against another. Which, when a posik does that, you know you're in trouble. Oh, God. Or mechachech means, gosh. Or mechachech means, very interesting approach to the Ran, maybe it means a lashon of chech, meaning how it is that you taste it. Seems to me, then you for sure know you're in trouble. But whatever, the point is that Rabbi Akiva was ready to tell you, you're not allowed to do that. And the idea of menuda would also possibly be included in the cases of mufrashani mimcha, meruchakani mimcha, and menuda mimcha. Now, the question is, okay, why? Is Rabbi Akiva considering that an actual nidui, first he used the word lashon of nidui, that would mean iser or what? Now, this is what we want to clarify over here. First of all, says Abaya, let's be very clear about this. Rabbi Akiva is definitely unsure. That's what mechachech means. It doesn't mean he's ready to add it to the list. So therefore, modi Rabbi Akiva in yimalka she'en aloka. Well, I think you're sure. If you say menuda anilecha, and this is even if, mind you, we're talking about that you did put in the ending to make it yadayim mochichot, she'en yochelecha. Because otherwise it's not going to be better than Meruchukani, right? But it's certainly, it's not a chiev of Malkus, which would mean it would be a 100% a neder midiraisa, which, by the way, points out the Ran, That proves that Yadayim are total Nadarim, and you're Chayim Malkus on them, right? Because otherwise, I mean, certainly not more than Yadayim over here. Okay, that's a given. Now, it also, I mean, if it says that, says about, it's clear because it would have just said Rabbi Akiva Machmir. It's not saying that he was Machmir. It was saying that he was tending, so to speak, towards Machmir. Now, if it's only Rabbi Akiva, so then that means the Tanakhama apparently disagrees. So what are they arguing about? So Amar Rav Papa, I just want to make something very clear. If a guy said, Nidina Mina, now Nidina is not needling. Nidina means that I am Meruchak, like a Nida, right? And that's the Lashon that we said, Isha Dava Berichuka. So she is minudeh. We use the same lashon, right? So she is meruchaket. Then for sure, it's the same as the language of meruchakim or kind of lashonos that we said before. Same thing. So you would have to give, according to almost all the rishonim, you would have to give the explanation the way Shmuel explained that she'eni ochalach is what we mean. Nidina minach she'eni ochalach. So over there, kuliyama lo pligid yaser. Furthermore, I want to make it very clear. If you said a lashon nidui, let's say instead of using nidui, you used shamta. So shamta is the Aramaic that we use for nidui or cherem, right? So you say, mishamat naminach. For sure nobody, even Rabbi Akiva wouldn't even thought of that. I mean, because that's for sure a lashon of a shamta, like what a bezdin would say. Well, you're like in excommunication. You know, what is that supposed to mean? You are in excommunication to me. I mean, there's no such thing. I mean, either he is in excommunication or he isn't, but there's no din of not being allowed to be Nenev anyway. I mean, even if you would literally be, it wouldn't mean anything. So that for sure. So what are we arguing in? Where he uses a lashon of nidui, and he doesn't say nidina, he says menuda nilacha. So that is much of the time the way that we say mishamtina. Is minudeh. It doesn't mean I am niduya from you. That's the question. So is minudeh just another way of saying mishamtina, which would not mean anything in the context of personal relationships? And there, Rabbi Akiva says, well, even if you say minudeh, it's based on the underlying understanding of the lashon of nida, meruchak. So that's what he's saying. Lishna de niduyahi. Whereas the Rabbanan say, no. If you use that word menudeh, you're basically trying to say that I'm putting you into cherem, you know, for me. You can't put somebody into cherem for you. So mishamat nahi, and therefore it doesn't apply. Now, this approach that we just said of Rav Papa is not the way Rav Chista understands the machlokas between the Ratana Kama and Rabbi Akiva, the implied machlokas. Because, plinket Rav Chista, because there was an actual case of a guy who said the words mishamatna. I am in Shamta when it comes to the property of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba's son. So, I mean, that should be a libra of papa, absolutely ridiculous, because even Rabbi Akiva wasn't referring to a case like that, right? He said, Rabbi Papa said, Rabbi Akiva has made it that for sure if you use the lashon of Shamta, it's nothing. The only question is whether saying minudani is a lashon of shamta. That was the whole question. And so they came to Rav Chista, and he wanted to know whether he's actually usher in the property of Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba's son. And what was Rav Chista's response? Rav Chista says, don't worry about it. Late to chashla lahad Rabbi Akiva. Nobody believes Rabbi Akiva's chumra in this issue at all. It's not nogea. Now, according to Rav Papa, Rabbi Akiva never said anything about that case. Rabbi Akiva was made of it. So why is he bringing up Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva was made of the Bishamtana is for sure nothing because it's a lashon of nidui. So obviously, Rav Chista disagrees, and he holds that Rabbi Akiva was even arguing kasavar b'mishamatna plingi. They're also arguing in that case. By the way, once we're bringing up the din of mishamta, so Amar Rabbi Yilah, Omar Rav, I just want you to know a halacha. And that is that in the event that someone was put into nidui in front of the bezdin, they cannot cancel that nidui unless they're in the presence of that person. Now, some of the Rishonim say that that's because where it is that you're in the same place, it's more chomor. So if it's more chomor, so then it can only be undone by doing it in the same way that is very chomor. It's in his very presence and so on. Others learn that it's because since you put him publicly into a position of shame by putting him into nidui publicly, so it's only right to undo that shame publicly. You know, it's always like, you know, they first published the story in the New York Times, you know, then they have the retraction on page 21D, you know, in the bottom left column. Right. So everybody knows about the lies, but nobody knows about the retraction. Standard practice. So because of that, in order to avoid that, we dafka have to do it in public. But the Ran learns differently. The Ran learns it's certainly not a special chumrah because the guy was there. Where do we find that? You know, it's talking about here the problem of if the person doesn't know that he was taken out of the nidui, he will think, hey, how come everybody's being so nice to me? Apparently this nidui stuff is just a bunch of garbage because nobody seems to take it seriously. And that will undo this whole issue of nidui. That's the point. According to which, if you inform him, even if he's not literally there, it would be the same thing. Mashenkin, according to the other approach, is no, it's not the informing that's important. It's the actual presence of the guy in Besdin. Okay, so it's very nogea. We'll see in a moment about the dinim of nidui. We'll talk about Bizman Hazeh. Omer of Chanin Omer Rab. If somebody hears somebody, b'mazkir Hashem, l'shav, b'pi chaverai, tzarich l'nadosai. If somebody uses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and he does it, according to the Rambam, he does it purposely, so he's over on Es Hashem lo kechatira, and there's a whole question that if you hear somebody even saying a bracha levatola, this is amazing. So Rambam says, if somebody says a bracha levatola, he's over on lo tisa shem Hashem elokecha l'shav, which is unbelievable. And not only that, but the way that the Mishnah Berurah brings halach, oh my God. So he says, if you say, oh my God, in a way that isn't nogea, the actual Torah and so on, that's also maskaras Hashem levatola. You can't just use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name in another language and call that not a zilzul in the shame. So therefore, he mamish paskins that people are going to like be mizalz in the shame, and that's also considered to be the equivalent of a shvua shav. I mean, this is like a frightening thing. Hu hadin, this is the Mishnah Berurah's lashon, hu hadin imotzi shem shamayim levatola b'lashon las. As long as when I say levatola, it's shelo b'derech shevach v'hoda. Gam ken yesh iser. Unbelievable. That means one has to be very, very careful. And for sure. I mean, he even brings an interesting halach. If somebody mentions the name of Hashem and he's about to say something, don't interrupt him, because if he's about to say something good, like Baruch Hashem or whatever, you know. So, okay, so then you'll interrupt between the Hazkaras Hashem and the Brocha, the Halal, and so on, and you'll cause him to be Maske Hashem Shemayim Vatam. That's how chomor it is. So anyway, we better start teaching ourselves to be more machber. This is a great place to discuss it, because obviously the inyan of Nedarim and the whole reason that we made the kinuyim, not say Korban Hashem, remember, comes back to this issue. If you hold that it's a Loshon Shebod Olam Chachomim, Liyot Noder, for this reason. So of course, here is the place that we want to bring this inyan. So it's a beautiful confluence of sugyas, right? We're talking on the one hand about nidui in the lashon of neder, and we're talking about kinuyim in terms of neder. So we're bringing up the din of nidui for the issue of haskar shem shemayim levatola. This is great. So it's by no means a agav issue. It's like very, very in tune. So if you hear somebody even making a bracha levatola, and that that means even being meikel in a suffix bracha, right? And he's going to make the bracha mitzvah suffix. He'll say it again. No, because even a suffix would be a bracha of Atala, because we weren't mitakein to make a bracha in the case of a suffix. This is like puts the whole sugya into a terribly more chomer issue. So if you hear such a thing, tzorich l'nadosu, you have to put him in nidui. And if you don't put him in nidui, then you should be in nidui. V'im lo nido, hu atzmo yeh benidui. Now, as Ron explains, yeh benidui doesn't mean you're automatically in nidui, as we'll see. But you should be put into nidui. Why? Shekom akom shaskarat Hashem etzuya, where people are loosely using HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, that is where aniyut is mitzuya. Because since it says bekom akom shaskirat shemi avoy lecho virachticha, the mashmaut is where you don't have rishus to be maskirat shemi, so then it'll be the opposite of bracha, it'll be a kolola. And what El Roi is asking, we see the Mishnah Berurah is machmir on all kinuyei Hashem, even including languages, other languages, right? So, mon Dieu, or oh my God, those would be in yonim of Hatzkaras Hashem, according to this. And we know that if aniyut is an actual presence, then that's the same as death. Now, who is that referring to? Who wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu? Dosan Vaviram. Well, it's pretty interesting because they show up even in the Machlokas with Korach, right? So how the heck, if they're dead, that's a pretty good trick that they should show up in Korach. How did that happen? So therefore, what we have to understand is that indeed, that must mean that they became poor. And becoming poor is like being dead. And as the Ron speaks out, it can't mean the other things. It can't mean that they were blind, because they tell Moshe later on, if they're already blind, it doesn't mean very much, right? And it can't mean that they didn't have children, because how would that impact their ability to be influential on Paro? And it can't mean that they were Mitzoraim, which is the other thing that is Nechshav Kemet, because then how does it say be careful Kol Yisrael later on? And don't try to tell me, well, that's because at Har Sinai, everyone was cured of whatever was ailing them, because after they went ahead and with the Egel, everyone went back to the way they were again. So nope, there's only one thing left. They must have become poor. So therefore, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't say they're like they're dead. He says, they're dead. So Memela, you see from here that if Aniyut, it's chas v'sholom, the result. This is amazing, Gemara. If aniyut is the result of haskaras Hashem, so then basically it's telling you you're dead. Wow. Aniyut kemita. V'tanya, we find another place where death and the idea of aniyut are the same. Because it says, koma kom shenatnu chachamim enihem, o mita o oni. So you see that mita and oni are viewed as the same. Omer Rebbe Abba, I was standing right there in front of Rahuna, and this woman walked by, and she used the Shem Hashem loosely, you know. Shomalach ita to the afkaskaras Hashem levatala. Maybe she even just said a brocha that wasn't necessary. Amazing. And he immediately put her into Cherem, into Nidui, Shamta, on the spot. But then he was matir her right away, and he insisted that she stays there to hear the heter. It was ba'apa. So you learn three things. First of all, what we said, you see from here, halacha lemaisa, you have to put that person into nidui. Furthermore, because he insisted that the woman remain there and listens to him being matir. And you learn another thing, that ain be nidui la'afara v'lo klum, there doesn't need to be any time. The moment that the guy does teshuva, at that moment you can take off the nidui, even if it's a instantaneous thing. So the problem is that that's not really true, as Tosis points out, because with Bezda puts you into nidui, then it has to be a minimum of shloshim yom because of chutzpah, if the person was b'schatzev to the Bezdin or to Talmud Chacham. And over here, I mean, isn't using the Shem Levatola, isn't that a chutzpah, Klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And isn't this a nidui that is coming in terms of chutzpah? The Tosafot says, actually not. This is a warning shot across the pro. Don't do that again. So if that's the case, then you made your point. You know, you shot one shot right across. Okay, I give up. Right, so I won't do it again. So therefore, ain be needed la fara velo klum. Amrav gidol amarav. If a Talmud Chacham puts himself into nidui, then he can take himself out of nidui. Well, isn't that a dover pashut? I mean, any person who put another person into nidui can take that person out of nidui. So why shouldn't the Talmud Chacham who put himself into nidui be able to take himself out of nidui? He's not going to be worse off, is he? Now, this is very interesting, because the Rashba Taina is again here that this is only if he wasn't mechuyev nidui, but he put himself into nidui for the covet of a Talmud Chacham, as we're about to see the case. However, the Ran argues and proves that that's not true. Anyway, but back to the Gemara. So isn't it pshita? No, because Ma'adat Tema, yourself, is not the same as somebody else. We could say the rule, remember we had this idea of Ein Chavush with the whole story of Rabbi Yochanan back in Brachas, you know, why can't, if Rabbi Yochanan was able to give someone his hand and say, give me your hand and I'll cure you, why can't he cure himself? Because Ein Chavush Matir Atzmo B'Beit HaAsurim, the guy who's in prison can't break himself out of prison, he needs somebody else. That's what you would have thought. Kavash Valanda, no. In fact, the nidui is not something that you accomplish in that way. It's the question of whether the state exists or not. And therefore, you don't need Chavush Matir Atzmo B'Beit HaAsurim. Okay. So therefore, you could take yourself. Well, so what are we referring to? Like, where would a Talmud Chacham put himself into nidui? Now, according to the Rashba, the question over here is much more powerful. What is the case where we say that he's allowed to take himself out of nidui? That's the question. Because remember, according to Rashba, we're medayik from here, that if he really was mechuyev nidui, he wouldn't be able to take himself out, because that's like imposed from the outside if he's mechuyev nidui. So therefore the Rashba, but as we explained, the Ran disagrees with this, but the Rashba says only in a case like this. For instance, Marzutra Chasida, if one of the Talmidim in the yeshiva was Chayev Shamta, before he would put that Talmud into nidui, he put himself into nidui. Mishamet Nafshi Bereisha, then and only then he would put the Talmud Chacham into nidui. Some learn that that's because of the fact that he was doing something so terrible to put a Talmud Chacham into nidui, even if he's chayev, so he felt that he should be in nidui first. But others learn that it's poshut that way, he's not going to forget to be matarim, because if he's in nidui too, he's going to be constantly reminded, oh my gosh, I better not, you know. So just in case you think the email will get lost somewhere on the bottom of today's emails, he wanted to make sure that that wasn't going to happen. Okay, so there, when he got home, the Ayla Lebeite, first he would be matir himself, so he wouldn't be usher on his family, which is what the Ran says, and that's because otherwise, why did he have to do it right away when he came home? So apparently it would have ushered him even on B'nai Beito. It's a question whether even his wife would be ushered on him. But anyway, then he was first matir himself, and then he was matir the Talmud Chacham. And that could be because, you know, Chinami, you're only, that's the way Tosis understands it, that first you need to be kosher, first you need to be clean yourself, and then you can clean others. So Omer of Gidol Amarav, by the way, before we go on, I just want to tell you the amazing Rambam. So the Rambam says that the point over here is that you cannot leave someone in nidui for more than a second. It's because if you would, then you know how society is today, says the Rambam? The whole world would be in nidui. Everybody speaks without paying the slightest attention to what they say and how they talk and so what are we going to do? Have the whole world in nidui. So because of that, his language is very tough. Limdu l'shonam havei, and oh my God, you know, so that's all that we need. So therefore, I mean, with that understanding, so then that means that bichlal, you have to be very careful about the getter of nidui today, because it would be ridiculous. Okay, one more issue. So this is a new idea. We've been talking about Rav Gidol Amarav. So this is a new idea of Rav Gidol Amarav. It's not directly related to what we just said, But we're quoting Rav Gidol Amarav, Benogea the Dinim of Nidui and Shvua, Om Rav Gidol Amarav, how do we know that you can be Nijba Lekayem et HaMitzvah? That if you make a Shvua, that I'm, let's say, somebody's been lax and putting on his tefillin, whatever, so he makes a neder, a Shvua, that he's going to put on tefillin every day, let's say, right? So you can do that. Shenamar Nijbati Va'akayma Lishmor Mishpatei Tzidkecha. It says, Beferish, I made a Shvua and I will keep the Shvua to do your mitzvahs. What? But the halacha is that someone who's mushba va'emet can't make another shvua. It's not going to be chal. So how could we have said that? V'alo mushba v'omed mihar Sinai? I mean, once it is that you're already mushba, what are you trying to say? That if the guy doesn't keep his shvua, that now he's going to be chayev, a korban chatas on an oil of a yered, he's going to be chayev on shvua shav, a shvua sheker? Besides whatever thing that he's chayev, which is okay, if it was a mitzvah saseh, I mean, so maybe he'll bring a korban oila, but you can't possibly be saying that because he's already mushba va'ened. So therefore, how could he also be chayev on, this we learn out, by the way, from lahara o lahaitiv, that a shvua can only be on something that's up to you. It has to be your volunteering to do or not to do, but it can't be on something that you're already mushba va'ened on mehar Sinai. So what then is Rav Gidol sorry? No, Elokim Mashmalan, the Shori Leila Inish, the Ziruze Nafsh. All that it means is, obviously it's not Machai of you, a Chatas, because it can't be Chal. And it could also be that the idea is that it would, at the most, it would be, it's a big Machlokas, it would be that there's a getter of the Shvua only Lagabe Lo Yachel Devoro, not Lagabe the Dinim of Shvua overall. But that would mean that you would be chayav on Lo Yachel Devoro. You could be b'chuyav Malkus. I mean, that's also tremendous chiddush. Okay, but some of the Rishonim learned that. But most of the Rishonim mean that, understand him to mean that he can be nishba just as a way of making himself feel the tremendous responsibility. That's all that it means. So like the Rambam says, Nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, v'lo kiyem potter. He's potter mishum shvuas bitui. And he brings example, as a lulav, or yitain tzedakah, or whatever. So all of that is not, areza potter mishum shvuas bitui. She'ein shvuas bitui chala ela al devar harishus. That's the point. She'im ratza oseh v'im lo ratza eino oseh. And this is based on Lehara o lehetiv. And therefore, the idea over here is merely a zeros in terms of his psychology. And that's what David HaMelech is saying. That even though normally you can't go around making a lashon of shvua, but David HaMelech says, if it's to make yourself feel the chumra of what it is you've been missing out on, and you didn't put on tefillin for a day or whatever, so over there, it would be mutter. Ela kamash malan. And that's Meduyak, really, in the Gemara, the Rambam's understanding. The Shori Leila Inish Lizeruze Nafshe, that it is mutter for a person to make himself feel more mechuyim in something by using a lashon of shvua on it. Another thing that Rav Gidol Amarav said in the same way, that Omer, somebody says, okay, I'm getting up early tomorrow morning, and I'm going to go and learn this before the Daf Yomi, so I will be well prepared for the daf, right? Now, how many times do we do that and then sleep in? So that's the question. If somebody did this and he says, okay, I'm going to get up, v'shne peregzeh, or v'shne mesechtedeh. Oh my God, neder gadol nadar l'lohei Yisrael. This guy has made a major neder. Obviously, it isn't a neder, it's a shvua, really, right? Because you can't make a neder to do something. You can only make a shvua to do something, because doing something is about you. It's not about an object. However, we're going to see that we use in many places the word neder or shvua loosely, and they're understood contextually because of the din of yadas. So even if you use the lashon, we understand you to mean shvua. Others actually say that we're talking about that he said, Ani Nishba, right? And that's what we're talking about. And that's why he's saying it's a neder gadol, meaning that there's a tremendous chiyuv. So you have to be very careful to keep it. But wait a minute, isn't that also Mushba Va'imid Me'ar Sinai? Aren't you supposed to be learning anyway? And Ein Shvuach Al Al Shvuach, I mean, here you can't say Lezeruze Nafshe, because saying the words Neder Gadol Neder, I mean, he's really serious. This is not Zeruze Nafshe. So then Ein Shvuach Al Al Shvuach, so my Kamashmaman. So what are you going to tell me? That, well, he didn't really mean it. He meant you're allowed to make yourself feel it psychologically. No, because if that's all he's saying, that Zeruze Be'alma, I mean, he's not adding anything. He said that already. Remember, if Gittel Amarav just said that a minute ago. So that he's showing, we learned that from David HaMelech. You could be Mezaris yourself, at Nishbati Va'akayima. So Hainadur of Gittel Kamaita, and that's the first Maimer of Gittel. So what are you adding? No, it's very different. Very different. Look, you say you're going to learn this particular thing, right? Now, you're not Mushba Va'eme to learn the Daf Yomi, are you? You're Mushba Va'eme to learn Torah. Now, as far as learning Torah, you could be Yotzi that with saying Kriyat Shema. That's also, as we saw, Afilu Kriyat Shema Shachris Varavis is also Igisa Bayoma Valaila. So the point of saying, I'm going to do the Daf, or I'm going to do this Perek and Rambam. Don't forget the Perek and Rambam. Very important indeed, which I recommended to Moshe to wait until tomorrow where I have a chance to look over his work before he sends it out to you and walks you through it. Just want to make sure we get a good start. No, he asked me to look it over before he sends it out. So I didn't have a chance last night. So anyway, what would he be saying? That's the goof of the point, a kamashman. Kima di boy potter nafshe bikriyat shma, shachris v'arvis, that would be enough. So therefore, by saying, I'm going to bedavka learn the daf yomi, or I'm going to bedavka learn the Rambam, then that is, in fact, a specific shvua, and there he would be chayev. And once we're on Rav Gittel Amarav in these issues, another big chiddush, the Omer of Gittel Amarav. So let's say you say to your chavrusa, why don't we get up together and learn tomorrow morning? Uh-oh, this is a big problem. So even though you didn't say, I swear, let's get up. No, you just said, let's get up, you know. It's a good idea. Let's get up. So, oh my gosh, you never said a word about a neder, meaning a shvua, right? But since you said you're going to do a mitzvah, oh, that's like committing yourself with a getter of a shvua, because it's like in the same way a person would say, I'm going to give tzedakah. That's already a hitchayvut to give tzedakah. You can even do that belibcha, be gomer das to give tzedakah. So if you're gomer das to get up in the morning, so then that's an absolute chiyuv. But the bigger chiddush is that since you took the initiative, you have to wake up first and get your chavrusa up like this. You're hoping when you say that, the chavrus is going to say, nah, I can't do it. So then the next morning when you see he's not on Zoom or he's not on WhatsApp, you figure, okay, back to bed, right? Wrong. So you have to first be the one to be mashkim and wake him up. So alav lahashkim, he has to get up, meaning even earlier than the other guy. That's the point of Rav Gittel. So therefore, how do we see such a thing? Beautifully, we find HaKadosh Baruch Hu acting that way with Kava Yochol Eiz Chavrusa. That we laugh at the Chavrusa Klapei Mala, you know. Where do we see this? Because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Yechezkel, let's get up. Kum Tzeil HaBika V'shom HaDaber Otcha. So get up early and go out to the Bika, to the valley, and there I'll talk to you. Yechezkel goes out and he finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu waiting for him. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suggested that we may get up to learn. Obviously, any dibur with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning, right? So you see that he was already there. Amazing. Okay, so tomorrow we'll continue some of the dinim of Nidui, which of course are triggered by Rabbi Akiva, who was Mechachich Lahachmer in this case. So we're going to talk about some of the other incredible inyanim of Nidui.